Blog Talk Radio.
You to know is that we are definitely apologizing for any technical difficulties. However, we are here. We are going to definitely touch and agree for a little bit of time because it seems as if there's all types of devilish things going on right now. But we just going to thank God for life. We got to start with life. Then once you go from life, you realize, okay, there's another way that we need to do this thing, and we can do this thing a lot better. You are listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. I am Adrian Misunderstanding. And we are working on the background, but we are getting this together. It sounds as if it's an alarm. So we're going to try to sound an alarm and let the devil know that, no, you will not do it. It will not happen. You will get off of these airways. You will get off of the people. Yes. See this? See what is happening right now? But we bless God for it. We say thank you, and we love you. How about we praise you? I love you. I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in one
peace. Can you hear me?
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your voice. Oh, sweet. Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, why don't you stay right here with us, filling us with your love, and for each blessing, we lift our heart with praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived, and we shall live in praise. God, we want to thank you, and we want to acknowledge you. Want to say that regardless of what is happening right now, we are still going to make sure that there is something that gets on this line. So if someone is still out there and they are listening and they are trying to figure out what in the world is going on, let it be known that we are still here. We are still winning. We are the chosen. We are the one. And yes, we are on our way of getting it back. We see the things that are happening right now, and we do not want to focus so much on them. Huh?
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Cool. All right. I'm not sure what happened.
Hello?
But, thank you so much. Yes, can you hear me, Adrian? Hello?
Oh, there is music playing.
Okay. Yep.
There's
so,
everything playing. And there
all
is...
Right.
Bless God. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. For
oh,
some reason...
Well, we're going to bless God for everything that just happened. We are going to thank God for the fact that everything is all right. We will not allow it to happen. We will not allow it to touch the airwaves. We will let any and everyone know that thinks that they are above it, that God is in charge. God is in control.
Amen.
God will do, and he does do, and he has done marvelous things. Marvelous things. And he will continue to do marvelous things. I'm not sure how much time. Is that Chappie?
Yes,
it is.
We are blessing God for entire.
You know what? We just going to give God some praise. This is how we are going to do this. I'm going to start us off with prayer. I don't mean to say start us off because we were already going, but the enemy jumped in. So we are first blessing and praising God for the victory over that situation. We are blessing and praising God for the ability for his word to go forward. We are blessing and praising God that we have the victory over every attack of the enemy. See, people don't think that Satan will use anything and anybody at any time and anywhere, including my grandchildren who know I'm on the air. But we are blessing and praising God that God is greater than any trick of the enemy, that his word will go forth, that some lost soul who might be striving or struggling with a situation, who was just looking for a word, an unction of hope to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, that unction is here this evening. God's word is going forth this evening. Some soul will be saved this evening in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Healing this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliverance will take place this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Through the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world was even laid. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. See, somebody don't understand the resignation of the praise, but just for as long as Satan tried to block it, I'm going to shout it. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless Brother Robert and the word he is about to bring forth this evening, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, use him as your battling ram, Father God, to knock down the walls of bondage, the shackles of bondage, the shackles of captivity that hold your creation bound, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, draw some lost soul to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. We claim the victory. Brother Robert, the ministry is back in your hands, my brother. Bring forth a word. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much. So I'm just going to, I believe I was on the whole time, so I'm just going to assume that nobody heard a word, and I'm just going to start this all over again. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for the 626th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Brother Robert Pop Hudson. This is the show Self-Expressions. I thank each and everyone that's listening tonight. And my topic tonight is love me for what I am not and hate me for what I am. You know, one of the things that I can tell you that I am is I am happy that, God has given me this avenue to express, some of the many things that I have and I hold, dear as far as sharing with, each and every one, and one of the things is, having the will to make choices and make decisions. Basically, we are the only beings on the planet that has the ability to make choices and make decisions. You know, he's given us that ability. He's given it to us, and it's the will to do, his way and his reasoning. Some of the scriptures that we're going to go over tonight, we're just going to keep it right now for Acts chapter 1, 15 to 26. Before I get into that, let me just explain further. You know, we have the ability to make choices. He has given us the ability to make choices. And we're the only beings on this planet, like I said, that has that ability. One of the things that a lion can't do is a lion can't change his ability from stop eating meat to eating grasses. If there's no meat around where he can eat meat, a lion will sit and die. You know, a bear, you know, through his the way his makeup is made, during the winter times he hibernates. When it's time for winter time, that bear doesn't make a choice and say, hey, let me walk around and see how this place looks in the winter time. No, that bear, once that cold weather sets in, he sets forth for going to his cave or wherever he dwells at, and he hibernates for the winter. You know, it seems like he would, you know, at some point, you know, certain animals will develop a sense of, you know, hey, I want to try something different. No, they don't. We, on the other hand, we have choices that we can make constantly, right or wrong. And as I start going on to, you know, the nature of who we are and how we are, you know, how we practice our I wills and I ams, let me tell you, our expectations of people, they're way lesser than what a lot of people, you know, what we expect of other people is a little bit more than they're capable of handling. Sometimes we notice and we are forgiving. You know, if you are looking for a treasure and, you know, you notice that someone had just, you know, got out of jail for robbing a bank, you don't say it's a good idea to put him in charge of treasury. And, you know, once he goes ahead and he mistreats the funds and the treasurer, you know, you look at him like, hey, how could you? You know, yes, he had choices where he could not resist himself. And all of a sudden, you know, next thing you know, he's stealing from the treasury. But if he's been a success story, do you think you should claim credit for that? You know, like I said before, we speak on things, you know, we should, you know, do a little self-examining of ourselves. Is it really, truly, you know, that way? You know, anybody listening online, we thank you. Phone number calling to participate in the conversation is 319-527-6091. And I'm just going to go ahead and I want to read Acts chapter 1, 15 to 26. And I'm just going to jump right in. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers and said, brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field, in their language, that is the field of blood. For said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barnabas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. And with that being said, the apostles had a very tough decision in sorting through a lot of the traumas of having someone betray you, you know. And Judas, you know, not only did he befriend a lot of them, a lot of them trusted him. He was trusted with the movements, a lot of things, and confidence that, you know, that he was going to, you know, help the, you know, spreading of the gospel. And they figured, you know, everybody that would, you know, would join him was actually, you know, wanted to actually, you know, spread the gospel and through no means harm to anybody. And so, you know, they had came to, you know, they had to make a decision of his replacement. You know, it was kind of hard thinking of replacing somebody and also put them in the same position. And the same position was Judas was the treasurer. You know, you have to think about it. You know, the apostles had to make a major adjustment. You know, one of the things is when somebody betrays you, if you think about it, they spent a lot of time together. They had been, you know, together for 3 years. You know, they traveled together. You know, they tore each other. And the reality was that, you know, Judas betrayed him, and he betrayed him so badly. And not only did he eventually, you know, die a suffering way, it wasn't final for them. Because they didn't, you know, they were even talking about, you know, bringing Judas to trial for his betrayal of Jesus. You know, and you would say, well, what would, you know, try Judas? Well, at that time, you know, they were thinking about, you know, just having, you know, just some kind of court, you know, bring him. And when they were saying bring him to justice, they weren't saying, you know, execute him or anything like that. But they wanted him to be punished. You know, they felt as though, you know, in their spirit, if he didn't receive any kind of punishment, which, you know, if they would have brought actually Judas any kind of where, he probably would have been stoned to death. A number of things that could have happened to him. But, you know, as God said, you know, vengeance is mine. You know, in time, we have to, you know, we have to understand that no matter what kind of hurt and no matter how a sense of unbalanced justice, you know, we have to let God take, you know, take control of it. You know, Romans 12:19, you know, it says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. When we know that the apostles, you know, had mighty, mighty believers and the word of God, and they knew certain things that, you know, is not Christ-like as far as enacting revenge or even being, you know, privy to actually bringing, you know, someone else's stone into death or anything like that. The apostles, they weren't about, they knew every action they did would cause a reaction. They knew that they had to act in a proper way. So, yes, that betrayal of Judas, you know, really set them back as far as the feeling, you know, they felt, you know, they were betrayed. You know, how are the apostles, you know, supposed to feel? And then on top of that, you know, eventually Jesus got executed. And it was just the actions of one man, and it was one of them, you know. It was a feeling, overwhelming feeling of that betrayal is what made them stay steadfast into the ways of their beliefs, that we have to do this the right way. Eventually, we have to be brave, and we have to make, you know, we have to make another appointment. And, you know, once that was done, the apostles began to separate and spread the gospel, you know, as evangelists, the way they were intended to do, because now they have, you know, witnessed, you know, the crucifixion and then the resurrection of Jesus. And, you know, we have to understand us, you know, we as people, and, you know, reflecting, you know, within yourself, you know, there is very little room for you to think that for 1 minute that God is not giving you all the full control of your choices. Do you think for 1 minute that God is not allowing you to make the right choices, that he's taking, that he's going to take away the freedom? Can he? Yes, he can. Can he bully his way? Can he bludgeon his way into making you bow on your knees? Yes, he can. But does he do it? No. Does God love us? And he one of the things he wants us to do is to fully understand that through our decisions, you know, we make mistakes. And from some mistakes, some learn from their mistakes where they can actually get over and overcome a lot of obstacles in their way. When you actually learn from a great deal of mistakes or some mistakes, at times it helps you with, you know, some of the upcoming events. Maybe some things may happen again where you know how to properly deal with some things. And it is really a blessing to have a chance to learn from our mistakes, where it is, you know, simply, you know, through mistakes, we can actually grow, learn, and achieve things at a different height. And, you know, like I said, thanks for everybody for joining in. Phone number to call in if you're online to join the conversation is 319-527-6091. You can hit 1, we'll get you in the conversation when we can. I apologize for the, you know, what we experienced earlier, but right now we're broadcasting, and like I said, you know, when we overcome obstacles, we learn from our mistakes. You know, that's a part of growth. There's not at one time where we can say without the help of you know, other people. It's not one person to say that I've done this or I've done that by myself. If you think about it, along the way, you have had help at some point where you can just say, hey, you know what? I do believe I've done some things on my own, but if it wasn't for the help of this person or that person, you know, I would not have gotten this far. At this time of the program, it's time for the call of salvation. I'm going to do the call of salvation, and I'll go ahead and make our announcements. And the call of salvation, if you're new, is to introduce you into Christ, to invite him in your life, if you have not done so already. If you did so, you know, invite someone to invite Christ in their life. And if you have, you know, wouldn't hurt to, you know, rededicate yourself to, you know, becoming closer to Christ and having Christ in your life. Pretty much it's simple. There are a lot of ways that we can do things. Like I said, it's a thousand ways to skin a cat, but it's the one that best suits you. What best suited me was just, you know, basically admitting that I had made, you know, mistakes. In some cases, some people make series of mistakes. And the thing is when we make mistakes and where we actually don't have a plan, and, you know, what they say is if you don't have a plan to fail. And that's what happened with me, where I just figured that just for some reason I just go off on my own and success would just be fluttering without any help from anybody. And when I asked for guidance from God, that's when things started to change. You know, and what I did was I basically said, God, I've been doing things on my own, and it's not really been successful. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need you to guide, and I need your participation in my life to help me. Because right now, the choices I've made have been all wrong. And so I could use your guidance to guide my life, to guide me through and help me overcome the shortcomings that I have in my life. I invite you in my life, and I hope that, you know, with that and my opening of my heart, that you invite me into your kingdom and let me in where I can flourish and spread the gospel to my fellow mankind. You can say it that way, or you can say it in, you know, a way that you're comfortable with. And the next step, you know, you should confess with your mouth and say, you know, let someone know that you have, you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your, you know, for your sins. And, you know, he says he's only begotten son to do that. And once you say that to someone, you can say it to a family member, you can say it to a friend, you can call someone, you can text them, or you just simply just say it out loud. Somebody will hear you. The next step is to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church that will nurture you in the Word of Christ. And if you can't find that, right here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you know, we're here, we broadcast almost every night that we're able. And you can feel comfort in a church without walls until you find a church home. All right? And I'm just going to go ahead into the announcements. We thank everybody for joining us for the 626th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns, or you can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. You can also hear any of our past or previous shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear the show in its entirety. Tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour, I believe we have peripheral, at the 9 p.m. hour, we have peripheral visions with Sister Antonia Batt. So at 9 p.m., it's going to be peripheral visions, and it's going to be Antonia Batt hosting. And that's at 9 p.m. hour. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening. Okay, we're going to go ahead and resume the program. And I was last talking about the betrayal of Judas and how the apostles had to overcome that, and how we also find ways to overcome certain things in our life, and we can use some of the experience of failure in our life, life's recovery, and as far as just overcoming just a lot of obstacles. One of the things that I've learned to practice is the I will. You know, not only is the I am's, it's the, you know, the I wills. And as I was saying, failure to plan, if you don't plan, you plan on failing. And, one of the things you have to realize that when you make a plan, it requires a lot of thought, especially if you're making it for, but not just yourself, but for your family. You're trying to, make sure you're making a plan that benefits the family. It's good to help, with acts and encouragement and wisdom from God, because not only are you making decisions for, yourself, you're making decisions for family. And, asking for guidance, even though it takes the act of what you're willing to do, and don't forget that you have to always, not exclude that what you're not willing to do. But a lot of times when we receive our blessing, Christ wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to be, confined to just, one small area and just, being able to work, work around that, what we're not willing to do. Say if you're, if you're out of work, and you're looking for work, and someone says, "Hey, we got a window washing job, cleaning windows or skyscrapers." And you say, "Well, I think this is a good job to provide for my family, but I think I'm going to pass on this job because I'm afraid of heights." But do you ever think for one moment that even if you're afraid of heights, wouldn't you like to conquer that fear? And what better way would be if you're working on a skyscraper every day where you just, eventually, you're there to work. You're there to wash the windows. You're not there to fall. So why are you afraid to, work on a skyscraper or a scaffold or whatever it is and wash the windows? And that's the sort of challenges. Like, maybe it may be a driving job. It could be many others. One of the things that I've said, to myself, but I quickly changed my mind, is I would never with construction again. Well, like they say, never say never. I'm working with a construction equipment now, so you know, there's always, you know, that chance of us not overcoming, you know, our fear. And sometimes it's not that just the fear that we're, you know, that we it's, are we attempting to conquer our fears? Are we attempting to stretch ourselves? Are we attempting to do a little more than what we're capable of, what we think we're capable of? Not only do we get judged by, you know, we get prejudged by people, we prejudge ourselves. Sometimes we don't give ourselves the credit, and we don't even give ourselves the notion to make the attempt and doing a lot of the things that we can overcome or we can conquer. You know, I used to, you know, have a fear of heights. I used to have a fear of needles. I used to have a fear of a lot of things, but, you know, over the years I noticed that I've conquered and overcome some of those things. And a lot of things is that I just didn't try. I didn't give it a chance. I didn't make the attempt to see if that really was what was, you know, my problem, or that was something that I could not do, whether through fear, crippling fear, or it's just that, you know, it just wasn't, you know, for, you know, I wasn't able to conquer and, you know, overcome a lot of the assumptions that I've put, you know, based on my thoughts of where I overwhelmingly convinced myself that it's not going to be done, or that I won't be able to do it. And, you know, like I said, when I was going up in the lift machine, you know, I asked another guy, can you use a pair of hands, you know, can you come up with me? And he says, well, I don't want to fall. And I said, well, we're not going up there to fall. I said, we're going up there to do some work. You know, and when he looked at it, it was like, well, okay, well, and one of the things is like when I just let him know, hey, listen, I don't intend to fall. And he said, hey, I was like, but we just got to go up here. We got to get this done. And once, you know, I got things done, it's like it seemed like anything that needed to be done as far as in that particular, like that particular machine, the lift machine, he was on there doing it. And it seems that maybe he probably had the same or similar, you know, reasoning that I gave myself, that I'm afraid of heights or I don't want to fall. You know, simply stating, and, you know, with confidence, I just let him know, hey, listen, I'm up there to do a job. I'm not intending to fall. And I think that I was able to pass along to him, you know, some confidence and some braveness where, you know, it seems that something he seemed that he was afraid of. And it was something that I could identify with because I was in the same, you know, position as far as feeling as though I was afraid of heights. And, you know, by not giving, you know, yourself a chance at something that maybe something you never attempted or something you never done, you could be cheating yourself out of, you know, what God wants and how he wants to express and expand, you know, what you can do. You know, a lot of times in life, we blame God for some things that has not happened for us or didn't happen, but we are not, you know, if we're not stretching ourselves, if you're not stretching the one thing that he has given us is the imagination to do things. And like I was stating earlier, he has given us with only, not only the ability to make decisions, but the ability to dream. And, you know, a lot of things that have been invented was through dreams, where someone dreamt enough and they dreamt it vividly enough that they captivated it and they made it come, you know, become a reality. When you make something become a reality, that in itself is, you know, if you say, well, this all came from a dream. A dream was just a preview of what was meant to be. And through that dream and through our interpretations in that dream and that touching of that dream in our heart, where we say, you know, if you just take, for instance, the Wright brothers. You know, who in their mind, you know, would say without someone saying, okay, let's attach some giant feathers and flap our wings and we fly. But this guy had the idea of you know, putting wings on, you know, a structure and saying, hey, we move fast enough and we angle the wings at, you know, this certain way, we're going to be flying. You know, how many people would have, you know, and who would have known just by him having that dream and making it become a reality that not only is the airplane the most safest vehicle, the automobile has been around since longer than the airplane. And the automobile has maybe 250 times more accidents than airplanes. And the thing about airplanes is an accident with an airplane doesn't have to be a crash. It could be an incident where a tire blows or the air conditioner is not working. That's considered a failure in an aircraft. However, the car is more relaxed and more restrictive. And, you know, and before I end the program, I just want to, you know, express my condolences for, once again, another school shooting in Texas. And it seems like I am constantly frustrated with the gun laws that cannot be enacted. You know, I had an idea that I always float out there as taxing the bullets, and I'm just thinking, you know, I'm really, you know, flabbergasted that, as you know, all these guys, you know, one thing I can say earlier this year was the president, he did call out the NRA and says, you know, they don't have me in the back pocket. I don't take anything off the payroll. But, you know, a lot of his guys and his buddies, which you know, it seems like he quickly stopped attacking the NRA, is that his buddies receive money. You know, the Republicans and Democrats alike, they receive money from the NRA, and, you know, they're going to keep always constantly want to uphold the, you know, the Second Amendment, where the right to bear arms. Yeah, it's the right to bear arms, but you don't have a right to shoot me. You know, you don't have a right to shoot anybody. And I think if they take away the bullets or they tax the bullets high enough, you know, we will have a chance. The NRA can go ahead and sell, let everybody sell the guns all they want. You know, without the bullets, what can they do? And I just, you know, like I said, I just really don't know. I mean, this seems like the wackiest president that we have ever had. And it seems like if he really did express that without anybody getting a hold of him, he would have put the brakes on the NRA. You know, the president can say or do whatever he feels or he wants. You know, this would be the guy that's wacky enough to, you know, that would be the one to pull off and do it. But it seems like a great deal of his buddies are hanging on to that, you know, to the NRA money, and he doesn't want to disappoint them. So with that, it just seemed like it was a little rant. It was because it was out of frustration. Of the way I view a lot of things going on. I just believe a lot of politicians just believe that money is overall, they don't face the dangers that a lot of people face. So they, you know, if it was one of their children, I bet you there'd be a law starting active. And they say, you know what, the heck with the NRA, you can keep your money. You know, my loved one is dead or, you know, that. It doesn't hit them close to home. And one thing I can tell you about these politicians, yes, you know, a lone gunman when they were playing softball came out with a gun and started attacking them. And if that doesn't stop, you know, get them the ball rolling for them to enact the gun law, I don't think anything else will. I just want to, you know, thank everybody for participating in tonight's show. Sorry about whatever happened earlier, but, you know, thanks for, you know, hanging in there with me and helping me out there. Special thanks to Adrian for hopping on and, you know, keeping things going until I can, you know, until we can get everything situated where I can get back on, you know, on the air. Special thanks to Pastor Toy for bringing us a word of prayer before we actually got started. So thanks, you know, thanks to everyone, whether you're online or via the phone. And I'll join you in another 2 weeks with God's will and God's blessing. I'd like to thank everybody once again. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow at the 9 p.m. hour. We have Peripheral Visions with Antonia Batts. Thanks, everyone, and God bless, and see you soon.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.